meet his friends. We are continuing our previous shir, continuing the series. We've been learning the Rambam, Perakim, Alachabes, Hochas Malachim, and where the Rambam talks about how many wives in Pilakshim a melech is allowed to have. And in the previous shir, we saw that the Isser was not the Kiddushin and the Bia is a Tanai, but rather the Isser is the Bia. And this Bia will apply to a Pilegesh, and this Bia will apply to a lawfully wedded wife, a Mekudeshes. So there's a Tanai that she be a Mekudeshes or a Pilegesh. Maybe it shouldn't be a Bia Znus. But the Iker Isser is that it's that it that he does a Maisa Bia with more than 18 women. He has more than 18 women with his, who he's having doing a Maisa Ishus with. So again, if it's in the, if it's Stama Maisis Nus, then we saw that it's not going to be an Isser Ribui Nashim. But if it's in the framework of Ishus, then Pilegesh Isha, then it's going to be Asir. And again, the Isser is the actual Maisa Bia. And now we're going to bring a Raya. Again, this is based, this is the fifth Shia already, wow. This is based in the Torah of Reign of Rabbeinu Ogon HaGadol, Ritosuk Man Zetzal. And we're going to bring a Raya that the Isser is the Isser Bia. From the Gemara Daf Chav Beis, Legabe Avishag, that David said to Avishag, Avishag said to David, marry me. So he said, you're Asser to me. So she said back to him, Chasr leganov nafshe l'shloma nokit. What does that mean? Rashi says that when the ganav is chaser, she'eno motzei mokum lignov machzik atzmo be'anove ki ish shalom. K'lom b'neisha zakante v'tasha kocha v'tasha kocha v'tasha kocha v'tasha kocha. That a ganav, when he doesn't find a somewhere to steal from, so he holds himself to be an ish shalom. He says, no, I'm a man of peace, I don't steal. It's not that you don't steal. So you have nowhere to steal from. So what is she saying to him? She's saying to him, because you're an old man and you have no koach, you're making up this excuse that I'm aser to you. It's not true. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara. We have to understand. She said to him, marry me. And there was no discussion about the bia. And on the nosvan, on the marry me, he said, no, 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 I can't marry you, you're aser to me. So what is this connected to this whole union of bia? All of a sudden they start talking about the bia. We're discussing the B at all. So we see that when she said asirasli, when he said asirasli, you're asir to me, he was talking about the Bia. Because the issue here with the Ribui Nashim is Bia. Not the Nisuin, as the Rambam says. The Isser is the Bia. And on Bia, that's the issue here. That's the asirasli. She said, no, no, no. Chase leganava. When a ganav is chaser, he doesn't find a place to steal from, so he says that he's an ish shalom. So you're just an old man. You just don't have to koach for bia. So that's the nidon here. The nidon's really on the bia because that's the isser. In the sefer Mayan Achochma, he asked Ladas Haramban, how come they had to be matur the isser of yichud? Right, it says about Avishag that he didn't divorce any of his wives. Rather, they were matur isser of yichud. So why do they have to be matur the Isser Yichud? I have a better idea. Let her be Mekadish her, and not have Bia with her. And then, there will no longer be an Isser Yichud of a Pnuya. Because he's Mekudeshes, she's Mekudeshes to him. And there's not going to be an Isser of Lo Yarbe, because he's not having Bia with her. So Yekadshen of Lo Yavo Aleh. And so as in the Sefer Dina Dechai, and Lo Sasei Reish Chav Hei. So that's a good idea. The idea is, that do kiddushin without any bia. However, it would appear that since, says Moraine of Rabbeinu Zatzal, that since if he has bia with her, there's going to be an Isser Torah, so the yichud is also going to be aser. Like we saw earlier, the Prishin, the Beis Shmuel, and Ebenezer and Simon Chav Beis, that if there's a lav on the bia, then the yichud is aser min haTorah. So here that there's a lav on the bia, yichud's going to be aser. So it's not going to help if he's makadisher. Why is it going to help if he's going to be makadisher? It's not going to allow the yichud because their bia is still going to be aser. And if there's an Isser Lav on the Bia, then Yichud is Aser. Therefore, Kedushin will not help. So again, where are we going with this whole Mahalach? That the Yisr is the Bia. The Ran writes in the Avchof Aleph Omid Beis in the name of Tosfos, who asks, Maishna shalagabe ribui sisim of Vorbe Gemara Sham, Shekevin Dichsiv, Susim Beloshen Rabim, Tzarech Pasuk, Lavor Gamal Sus Echod, Umaishna Gabe Noshim, the Lobo Ikra Lavor Filu Bisha Achas. So the Gabe Ribui Susim, we see in the Gemara, even one horse that's Batal maybe should be Aser. How do you know you need at least two horses? It should be Batal. But it says Susim Lashon Rabim. So we need a special Ribui in the Pasuk to tell you that you're Achayv even on one extra horse. One horse that's Batal you're over on, even though the Pasuk is Lashon Ribui. So you would think it's a minimum says Susim, which is a Lashon of two. So how come, asks the Ran in the name of Tosfos, so how come Lagabe Noshim, we don't require a Pasuk that he's over even Be'isha Achas? It also says they're Noshim. So by Susim you need a special Pasuk to tell you even one extra horse is Aser. So why don't we say by Noshim also you need a Pasuk to tell you that even one extra Isha is a Surah? Rabbeinu Yonah also discusses this. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Tavkuf Aleph discusses Ladas HaRambam that the Isser is Bibiya, and look there in the Minchas Chinuch that it's Pashit that your Chayav are called Bio Bia. Is she also commanded about this, or is it just on him? So he writes that it's Pashit that it's like, well, Bia Sesuros, that she also gets Malkus. So just there he discusses Linyan Lefosla Lekuhuna Midin Zaina. Are we going to pass her, or is she considered a Zona? Maybe it's an Isser She'en O'Shaveh Bakol. Right, this is not an Isser on everybody, this Ribui Nashim. So, we see there from the Minchas Chinuch, right, sometimes there's a Kulas in Isser She'en O'Shaveh Bakol. We see there in the Minchas Chinuch that it's Pashit and Biyasoda Isser, Shenaseis Hi Li'isha Asura Alav, Kuchol Chayvei Lavin. So he says that it's pashut to the Minchas Chinuch that she's a surah to him like all chavi lavin, and therefore yesh laden ba b'psul zoyna l'kuhuna, and therefore you can assess her as being like a zona l'kuhuna, because this is a bi'asura. Since it's a bi'asura, she is going to be asur b'psul zoyna l'kuhuna, and it's an isur on her also. She's also Muzharis. So, Lulei Divrei HaMinchas Chinuch, you can say that Taka, the Yisr is the Bia, but the Yisr is only Klapei HaMelech. And not that they become Aser to each other, Kochol Chayvei Lavin. The Minchas Chinuch holds that she's Aser to him, just like he's Aser to her. In other words, she has an Yisr on her, just like he has an Yisr on him. It's an Yisr on both of them. And if so, we see that the Yisod of the Lav of Lo Yarbe is that taking 18 wives activates an Isser on all the women in the world. If someone has 18, if a king has 18 wives, now there's an Isser on all the women in the world. All the women in the world are Aser to him. And it's Pashit that it's not a din of two Nashim. What does it have to do with a din of two Nashim? When it's a din in Susim, so the Pasuk says you're not allowed to own a certain amount of horses, so it says horses, so it's plural. So you need a ribui, a chiddush, to tell you even one horse. But here there's an iser bi on every single woman. So it's pashut that it's one. Why would it be two? There's an iser bi, and now that he has 18 wives, there's an iser bi on every woman in the world. So pshita that it's one. As Rabbeinu writes, Upshita deintin shel peiz nashim dafka, derak bezer shel ribui susim yesh ladun, ma'o shira ribui, v'sal kadaitach deribui hainu beis susim, aval kanem ar maise ha iser. Upshita, shekol achas ve'achas shenaseres, yesh ba iser lav delo yarbe. Aval kan ne'emar maise iser. Here there's a maise iser, and it's pashut that everyone that's aser has an isser of lo yarbe. And there you need a pasuk to tell you that you're over on every single horse. I want to change the pasuk here to tell you that you're over on every single woman. And the answer is that it's pashut. There's an isser on every single woman. It's not specifically on the king, it's on the woman also. And therefore, every individual woman has an isser on her. So pashut, that each woman's going to have her own individual lav. Every time he has beer with her. So by susim, the nidon is the ribui. But by woman, the nidon is the bia. And therefore, it's going to be pashut, that it's going to be on each one. And we see this in the Rambam, that he writes a chiddush, yesh lo legaresh v'lisa acheres tachat zu shegiresh. V'ein sham bekesef mishnah b'sigdav chof beis borei kamakoshim gerishin. Mash mishilu gireish david achas minosho esa avishag muteres lo. So the Rambam is a chiddush that he should, that he can divorce one and marry another one. And the Kesef Mishnah brings from the Gemara and Daf Chav Beis, look at how difficult Gerishin is. Because we didn't allow David to divorce a wife in order to take Avishag. So it's mashma that if David would have divorced one of his wives, then Avishag would be permitted to him. But we have to understand, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush if you're only allowed 18 wives and you divorce a wife? So then of course you're allowed a new one. By Susim, would you have a Havamina? That if you need another horse and one of your horses dies and you need a new one, you're now allowed to get a new one, it's pashut. Until now you didn't need this horse, and now you need it, so it's pashut. It's kedei merkavto. Whatever you need. So also, you're, it's usher until 18 wives. So if he divorces one, of course he's allowed to take another one. So based on what we said, we can explain that by marrying 18 wives, now all the nashim are in the world are usher to him. If all the nashim in the world are usher to him, he's now allowed to take a new one. That's the havamina. So kamashmalan, no! That if he divorces one, so then he's allowed to take a new one. But again, the yesod adavar is that the Isser is the Maiseh Bia. And then based on that, now we're going to Amir Tashem, hopefully in the next year, we're going to tackle a very difficult Gemara and see how to learn that Gemara and then get a Yisod in the Rambam and start answering Kashas big time. Amir Tashem, Belin Adah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.